wanted to listen to house music. But there weren't any bloody house music DJs, and all the hip-hop DJs weren't going to play house music because they were playing hip-hop, and there was a bit of a rift between the hip-hop culture and the house culture. Because everyone wants to be a DJ now because it's the thing to be. But like then, it was just like it was literally out of necessity. It was like no one else can. No, you know, we need to play this music, and no one can do it. So let's do it. So it was literally. My first gigs were at the Guild Hall as fundraisers for the Junction. Yeah, they were simply called Dance because we were playing quite a broad range of music. But as soon as Acid House happened, we rebranded it, and the club was called Cum Cum, and that was the Acid House party. And we filled we used to get the Guild Hall and we'd fill it full of dry ice, of smoke machines and strobes, and loads of lights, and it would be like it was complete mayhem. You couldn't see at all, and it'd be like strobes flashing, and we'd be playing this banging acid house music all night, and turning everyone on. There's like people were walking in as punks, people were walking in as goths, people were walking in as bikers, as hippies, and they were walking out as ravers. There's one we put on, it got completely mobbed, absolutely mobbed. There's like 300 or 400 people out. We were full from like 9 o'clock, and there was like 300 or 400 people outside trying to get in. And the people were climbing in through the windows. There's a way of getting into the Guild Hall. They've probably stopped it now, but there's a drain cover outside in the marketplace, and you can pull it up, and it leads to some tunnels that you can get down into the Guild Hall. And people knew about this. They pulled it up, and it all climbed out like little rats and climbing through up. But it didn't get them into the bit that we were in. It got them into another part of the Guild Hall. So suddenly the caretaker's going, there's all these people running around in the council chambers. There was all these people in the council chambers running around going, where's the party? How do we get to the party? So they were the party. That was the parties that we were putting on to raise money. And so it was to start the Junction. We just moved that party to the Junction. And it's like people didn't care about city centre clubs anymore. In fact, they were getting in their cars and they were driving bloody miles down the road to go to the party in the middle of bloody nowhere. So the fact that the Junction was actually in a bit of wasteland, but it was still in Cambridge, was like, result, this is great. So we knew we didn't have any problems with that. Lots of people were saying, oh, no, it's just not going to work. No, it'll work.